Ok, non dirò la medaglia, per tre cose. Per non dirò che può rifare una place, per non dirò la medaglia, it's a very nice word. Ok, it's not, è il mio it's met, so we can continue the idea of the cosmos of Roma. We have to send the class that we shared with everyone. A chant of when a woman says this, when a master says it. But Machlokes of Nosson and Rabona, which we've seen till now, is twofold. Number one is that when a boy and a show are together damaging something, we say it's also the boy that is involved in it. That shit is with Nosson. Kodja Bonon, the boy is potter, for whatever reason, but the boy is potter. Kodja Nosson and Balabai is also united. And another thing which we saw in Nosson is that if you can't pay for one partner, then the other partner has to pay up. Right? So what we saw was with the case of Balabai. And the Balabai wants is liable to pay and show the cash to handle him. His bottle because of Patinezek, it's a town, or if there was a grumbling causing to fall in, the mice that Balabai has got the animal inside it, the Balabai has to pay up the full amount, full whack. And the reason for that, the Gemara was one of two reasons. Either that we say, because the Balabai anyway did 100% of the damage. He was, every partner is as if they're 100% liable, it was 100% per share. Since the Balabai anyway did 100% of the damage, so of course he should pay up. When the other guy pays up, what, fine. But when you can't, you have to pay up. Or even if we say each one only did 50% of the damage, for some reason the Balabai is more liable than 50% of the damage. Places said it didn't do the common job. Right. Right. Okay, so I'm going to just move to here so we can see better. Nice. Better, so you can hear me. If not, let's shout and we'll try and work something out. It's me. Over to the Gilamid base. Show of Surah Magdash. Shenokhu. The show. And the show of Surah Magdash of Shenokhu. Two shvoim, two oxen, they gored an animal. So together they got an animal. Together the animal got damaged. So what's the shay exactly? The shay is that the shay, of course, is hired to pay for Karen, and one always in Zikir. But the shay of Surah Mugdoshim, which is referring to a Bechor, that was a Balmum. The Bechor Balmum has got beer language. It's over in the binary tip, it's got to do with this, and that is potter for damages. Show it, sort of reduction of damages is potter. So we had two partners, one of them potter, one of them chai. That both we're talking about time, that means both Bayern and Levine, we're talking about show time. So why did Abaye say you pay half Nezek and Rivin say quarter? Very simple. One's going like Rabbanon and one's going like Rossan. That's maybe a Heshvan. If it's going like Rabbanon, so the show that Dan is doing has to pay for his own part. So how much of his part does he have to pay? Well, before he starts, there was a partnership, so it's 50%. And the show town only pays 50% of what Imora would have paid. That's 25%. So he pays 25%. And what would Ibn Austin say? He has to make up the difference of the other. But how much does he pay? Only 50%. Doesn't pay the whole 100%. Right? Because he's a shoytam in the end of the day. And a shoytam never has to pay more than half of the damages. So although he has to take the damages of the other partner, it's as if he did the whole thing himself, right? What would he do if he did the whole thing himself? He only pays 50%. And therefore, he only paid 50%.
Is that true? This is part of the
Oh, very good. Taste again. Talk about the end places. Very good. All right. Okay, so Ravina said, let's speak out if you're ready. You know, speak out, Sean. That's your question.
Well, the question is when we started out with, when it said, if we say about we should be half at each. So why is the time doesn't pay when it's a quarter? And we have this whole thing she doesn't do this. But really it seems that we hold fully hula, you really pay the whole half if you're a short time, not a quarter. And why should we listen to this
way? In the growth front also died.
Well, the growth this was made whole, but the bottom line is the question is, who would the person who said, well,
okay, sure. I'm going to explain your question. But in the previous command we had, a machlekes, whether we look at it, we hear it, that each person did, you have two partners, each one did 100% of the damage, or each one did 30% of the damage. And the command said that in the case of showing a bow, the Shoei, at one time, the Gemara said that Shoei Tam pays quarter. The Shoei said, why does he pay a quarter? So if we say 50% of the damage, we understand why he paid a quarter. Because he only does 50% of the damage, and Tam pays half of that. He doesn't pay a quarter. But if he did 100% of the damage, then he should pay 50%. So why does Shoei Tam go down to 25%? So the Gemara said, because the Shoei Tam can say, I have a partner here. He's the boy. Right, I have a partner in the boy, and therefore I only considered, even if I did 100%, I only lied for 50%. And I'm a straight time, so you go down to another, you go down another 50%, so maybe it goes down to 25%. Now those two stories apply here as well. Although here one of the partners is going to be partial, according to.
Why should anyone be
butter?
Why is anyone butter?
The shape of the dosh. Because it's not really English. The Torah says, only your friend. Only chayim if you damage your friend or somebody who's a friend damages.
So this is
the shape of the dosh is not really English.
It's a bad one.
Yeah.
The owner took it back home?
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
Why?
He's eating. It takes that earlier, but you didn't do it. You were only doing it yet. It's called eating the shulchan gavoy. When we allow you to eat from the chayim, it's not that you're eating your own food. You're a host, you're a guest by Hashem's food. You're zochel mi shulchan gavoy gadol. You're eating Hashem's food. So that's, therefore, it's not his animal, bechlal. It's not his animal. It's his. It's much that he's allowed to eat it. But that's about it. So made it so called. Hashem's, and therefore, if it damaged, it's not really. So, maybe in that case, a problem. So, what we've got here then is a partnership, two people together, and one of them is not liable to pay. Is he still called a partner? That's Shmuel's question. If you have a partner where one of them is not liable to pay, is he still called a partner?
So now we say yes. Yeah, now we say no, according to the Russian tradition.
Right, what do you mean by that? Until now we said yes, right? We see yes still. Where do we see yes still now? He's still called a partner.
Because under by the door of the shore, so
far. Rachel was trying to say, I'm sorry. I was looking at Rachel, but I think you were saying, but that's what
I'm
sorry.
But the Balabar is the same as the Balabar or the previous one?
Well, where do we find it? Where do we find that the Balabar is considered the partner, even though he's not high to pay?
Well, Tosfos was the only that he's supposed to, because he didn't fall in the normal, in the natural way, the falling. So even though he's a partner, he doesn't have to pay, and he does. But the other partner doesn't have to pick up the difference. Whereas
the other partner was going like, oh, so okay, this is a good driver. Yeah? According to Shifter's thesis, the dance travel, we said show that damage only pays half damage. Why? Because the other partner, that partner's possible. And he's still called a partner. So you see that even if somebody who's not liable is still called a partner, and therefore, right, that's a very good right for thesis. Now you've got to think a bit more when they have such a right. It's definitely true. If you have a partnership, although one's got a check that's cancelled, he doesn't have to pay, and the other one's still a partner. So maybe let's go back into our studio. We have a show.
And one chisels. One chisels, we say,
he's off the hook, but that one also doesn't pay.
That's what Kun Rabban asked him, according to Rabban.
We're trying to look for gigs where one guy would have to only pay his part, even though the other guy's part is complete.
Right.
In that case, by two. Okay, so in that case, well, you have a show and show for an option. So one, there's definitely two brothers there. These animals are called by two. So you can't exactly say, well, there's only one person to speak to. No, there's two people to speak to. One of them is part of the other one is fact. This is the Gemara. If you go to a Noslin, the show time, it's not English, has to pay 50%, not 100%. The reason is, whichever way you learn at the moment, if you say he only did 50% of the damage, each one only did 50% of the damage, so why does the show time have to pay full 100%? Because we all know Noslin that he has to take the of the other part. I mean, if we say that each person is liable for 50% of that, he has to take the entire 50%, he has to pay him because he's got the part of it, the other half he has to pay for. But if you're all each one is liable, they have to pay 100%. So why are we saying that the showtime only pays 50%? Why didn't he pay 100% of the damage?
Because you have the puzzle says on this.
And the puzzle is saying a showtime can never pay more than 50% of the damages that happen to this farm. So, whichever way you look, really, the show time would not pay 150. Why could you have one of you pay 25%? Then we have one of two ways to look, basically, the model fine. One, why does the show time pay 25%? The model says, according to our bond, the show time pays 25%. Why could you have bond, the show time pay 25%?
That's what they can get the discount being the time.
So I know because we say each one's only liable for 50 and I guess it gets a discount of overtime. And it doesn't have to pay the other side because we all know they're above. Or because even if he's really liable for 100%, but if there was a partnership, so you're going to 50%. And in the partnership itself, he's a show down. So you're going down to 25%. So again, whichever way you looked at it, he only pays 25%. So the Gemara said, Abayis is half because he's going like. Who is Abayis going like? At the moment, think one. Abba Batal. So who's he going like? Rosson. And Rabina said, quarter because he's going like. Anybody say, man, another alternative? Alternatively, you can say. You voice in if you want, you can say that. The alternative answer is half kriya bono. They're both going on your bono. Both are buying a bin on your bono, they never face on the other's part. So now we don't understand. If you don't, you're going to have a monon. So what's the matlekes? Answer is, how been down, how been with? There's really no matlekes whatsoever. There's no matlekes. It's that I was speaking about. That's why you paid, you said, because there was a partner to go down to 15, that's what he paid. And Ravina said, quarter wide. Abai saying half and Ravina saying a quarter, and we've had two mahalkim why that should be. Either the one's going to be also my bottom and talking about wood, or the both talking about time. Now,
it's like a new gear, so?
Yeah. Ikidomi, alternative. Abai said you pay half. Ravina, cooling it. So now, Ravina's been warmer. To Kulay. So what's the machlik? Because we made the same cheshvan as ourselves. One person saying Kulay. There's a partnership. There has to be a word. Number one. Must be talking about word. Next. There's a partnership. Why should
it be Kulay? There has to be a contribution that he picks up the...
Let's say we're talking about half. Why didn't you bring that time? And even if you're not going to be time, very good. Another possibility?
To be a lot, that's a point to rebound.
To be a mug, you're going to have one. So very good. That is exactly what we're going to do. Think about me. By Allah, I have to have you cooling it. All of the words. And now we're going with the matter of what Shura was saying. All of the words. The first two men words. Okay, I'm going to give Nelson. I walk on and therefore started going like your nostrils, and therefore he says, It's Korean. Yeah? You put your nostrils now, you need to pay for more than what you did. There was a partnership. Each one took it 50%, and you have to pay more than that. You have to pay 100% of the damages. How's that possible? How's it possible a person has paid more damage than what he really has to do?
Liable for 100% each.
If we say they were liable for 100%, so that's fine. You can go up. If you say each one's liable every 50%,
also that's why we're going
to why? That's fine. More than what you did?
Sure, that's why we're going to
we saw an abuse of it. Where did we see an abuse of it?
Well, that was by a war reaction.
This is right. Why did we say that the ballot was paid more than what you did?
Because we said each time.
You see in your bid, which I have that here. So you've got two shows, and
one. I see your count nine.
You see the other guy's count nine as well.
That's your time, I should leave
right time. Right, that is, right, and the question, if you work for the Gemara, that's the point that should be sticking out. Hey, how is it possible? How is it possible that one person paid more than what he did? I would have to say that this Gemara holds. Each one is liable for 100%. Remember, that's what it is. Each one is liable for 100% of damage. And therefore, it doesn't, not a problem for us that one show has to pay 100%. He did 100%. If there's a partner, you show he'll pay some. But since his partner's off the hook, then we really have to pick up the pieces. Yes.
We have a club, you said that some people have to get ganged up on somebody. Each one.
Damages. Yeah. We're talking about killing. The last person actually was killed. Okay. Okay, fine. So that's the Gemara, that's where we have to get up to. He raised him up. But also, not before, well, oh, that was, sorry, up to that till the first place. Now he raised him up. The next Malach is what Mesha was saying. How about him? Then we met Abai and we're going to go like Shitzdak, Ibn Nossim. The reason why Abai holds Ibn off is because of my time. The reason why I read Ibn the whole thing because we're talking about the word of the word of the time. So, two Gemara, two the shameless of the Gemara, basically working on a similar idea. First, Mahalo, each of the two Malachim was saying there seems to be one. I was speaking on one time, another one was speaking on the other time. That would be enough minute and a lot of maybe. It seems to be if I pass it, I tell you like Nossa means that's why I pass it, right? And tell you like Rabona, that's how I pass it, right? And the second one, for both of them to show it to the Gemara, but there's no much like this whatsoever. One was talking. I have to pay a difference. But the commission is as if this show is on time. I said it every day in time. Just like I'm not paying the show time, pay time down. I don't know. Since he has a partner, he says, he says, you know, for the Shvani, yes, it. Fact that you can't get the money from which it is about, and also there, this nizik, shayin yofa li yishtan.
Yeah, so you answered yesterday. That's the right answer. The show and the boy of the show is instigator. It's another word for what you're saying. And here, both are instigating, they're both together, boring the show. So, of course, it's a process.
It's going to be simultaneous.
What do you mean it's simultaneous?
No, they're both, it's like one is, it's not like one is passive and one is, both be simultaneous. They both have to do it.
Otherwise, simultaneously, one after another would also be the same thing. If the damage, this one did that damage, this one did that damage.
Oh, but if there are two shvarim, one shore strikes
let's talk about simultaneous, make life much easier. Sure, we should something else, which are not really cool. Okay, so of course, our partnership. Although by boy we said the annulment because you weren't instigated in it, you were. That's partial. Very good. So we're in the middle of Rashi by Sema, which is a third of the way down the line of the page.
No.
First word in the line is Yafsid.
No, why is Rashi saying?
Why is the Ravonna of Ravnossin? What is Ravnossin that said, which learned to know, hold on with Ravnossin said, one can't pay, the other one has to pay. What is the Pshat? If one can't pay, the other one has to pay.
Is that
your choice? Does he mean
the whole truth?
Of course, the whole truth.
Why does he say that?
He says
that. So, what's the Pshat when he says that when one can't pay, the other one has to pay? So, this Rashi is a Gevalda Gemara mocking for us. The Dori. Is I did the whole thing myself. In the case, for instance, of the chiseler and Moshe, I'm sorry about the technical details today, but now it should be better. Torah Green has hooked us up to his hold this one. Okay, so back to where we're holding. Okay, where we were over there. Oh, so this Rashi, you can have a question on Rashi, why he told us now, as part of our learning process, that Rashi is Megalitas. This is what Rashi Gilu is, that the Vatam of Moshe is that when one partner can't pay, it's as if the other one did it all himself. Why is there a big nafkin mina? Because here you have a shori tam. A shori tam, if we say something poshut shat, you should have paid for the other side. So why is he not to pay 100% of the damages? Why is he paying 50%? Answer is because the way Nosson looks at this is, it's as if I did it on my own. What would be my shori tam I did on my own? What's the time that you do on your own? You only pay half, so you only pay half. So we have a short time that go together, shapes of Dosh. Together they destroy this animal, right? So Nosson says, whatever show you, Sohm Dosh cannot pay, the short time has to pay. Yes, only up to 50%, because it's as if I did it on my own. If I did it on my own, how much do you pay? 50%. So Mela,
it was too shvar. Now we're too shvar. It also only be a total of 50%.
Two shvarim, that was Tom. That gourd ate shoal. So there are two Toms. Each paid 25, right?
That's because, again, the same story, it's a partnership.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the partnership. And there's a town, so made a land in Master Lamada.
It's the partnership of everything.
Right. So even had they done it on their own, how much would they have had to pay? Only 50%. So now they've got a partner, it goes down to 25. So it's getting the same type of soil they're actually selling it to us. That same type of soil, that is sure, the idea of Ramnosan is, you look at it first as if you did it all on your own. How much would you pay if you did it, everything on your own? You did it all on your own, you would pay 50%. That's your gut. That's the maximum amount you have to pay. Now, if you have a partner who can pay, so you should pay, whatever you can pay. If you can't pay, then it's as if you did the whole thing on your own, which is what? 50%. So in your case, you're also talking about where two people can pay. But if each one would have done on their own, how much would they have paid? 50. So that's their gun. There's no way they would pay more than 50. So if there's a partner, so very good, each one will pay 25. If that partner defaults and can't pay, then the other partner has to pick up the slack. But how much is that going to be? Maximum 50%.
Well, we saw the people,
Rabbi Nassim
doesn't have
cap
it at 50%.
Right.
He makes it up.
That was from my A.
Bull.
A boy who does it all on his own, how much do you pay?
All on its own? 100%.
So that's its gaga. So you pay 100%. So Tom, who does it on its own, how much can it pay? Maximum? 50. So that's its ceiling. Doesn't go more. Show more, there's no gap. How much would you pay? 100%. If it's a show more with a show selling Dashim, so you pay 100%. Well, it's as if you did the whole thing on its own.
There's no reason to question why
Rashi's been
gathering this amazing secret here versus in a previous Amud to say that this is only in this case that he holds the whole shiftless. Because really, we're avoiding the whole shiftless.
That's not the key point. If you really want to, you have to go to the whole Gemara again and see if this line has ever been again early on. If it's really. A question.
So if you have shifting with a short tom and a short roar, then you'd be as if you treat the roar as if it's like the boar in a sense.
That's right.
So it'd be 75-25.
Indeed, right. Yeah. Very good. So let's just finish off Rashi. Two more Rashi. Everybody's saying that Shavayu Kirabono, but no, you the first Lashon saying that both were buying over the whole Lerivono. And there's no machlokes. Kam the tam, you're being nezek. Rabbi Yishai Shutuf, umod you pay chatzi nezek b'sham. Let me ask you a question before we do Tosfos. Why did the Gemara fancy saying a new Ibris Amen? Just that. Is there any reason why the Gemara Dafka chose Ibris Amen?
Trying to minimize machlokes.
Trying to minimize machlokes. Also in the first shayla, I mean, I'm not Ibris Amen. The ikdam. Why do you want to say a new Ikadami? Why do you want to say a new Ikadami? It was the first man to say, you know, Machlikas, Savanya, Vinay was one guy, and then they said, no, but then we're like, born on one time, I work. And then the Ikadami pops the ears the same thing, just opposite around. Why is the Ikadami? Why is the Ikadami?
Why the Ikadami has to be because there's a problem with the ration?
Well, otherwise, why are they saying that?
Because there's another gear. So we
want
to look at the other
pieces,
part of the
Masar. But there are problems, the Gemara brings an Ikadami, there's a reason. There's a fundamental reason Machlik is going on between the two Lashonas, and that's why there were people who said otherwise. It's time to tell you, you want to run this route, run this way. There was no reason for it, why are you doing it? But there are problems, there's something fundamental that comes out from an Ikadami. And the first portion and the second portion. In fact, very often we pass on the second notion. So, what is the Ikad Omri Skiddish?
100%.
We were. Okay, but more than that, much more than that. There's much more in this Ikadami. We go through again, go through in your mind even how the first lashon goes and how the second lashon goes. First lashon is saying that Ravina holds a quarter and Ravina holds half. Why? Either Ravina holds a Nosef and Ravina holds like Ravina, or both of them hold like Ravina. Second option saying that Ravina is the whole thing and Ravina holds half, either because Ravina holds a Ravina and Ravina holds a Nosef, or both of them hold like Nosef. And one's going to tell one's going to go. Ravina
said Dino.
Very good. In the second option, both of them hold the Rav Nosson. The first lashon, both of them hold the Rav Bon. That's in the Cheshvan, the second, you can see very same. That means, if we go like the first lashon, then we're clear, we pass like Rav Bon.
Actually,
if we go like the second lashon, then we certainly go with Rav Nosson.
Why?
Because both are buying Rav Bon and Rav
Nosson. But we didn't say that with certainty.
Right. We say Yibai Yisayim. Even in the
Ikad
Omri is where they both hold like in the Ikad Omri, they're both on Rav Nosson. In the second Ibai Seima. So there is a Maida, and that's why the Ikad Omri came along to say it, because they wanted to hold that Allah would be like Rav Nosson. And they're Gamahar to say that both of Bahan and Ravina both hold of Rav Nosson. Just one hold. One was talking about time, one was talking about mode, but they both hold them in muscle.
But there is two different cases that we're saying, quoting with Manasseh, so where they're not agreed. They're only agreeing. They're just stating their position in two cases. One is a Talmud and one is a Ruach. I mean,
in London, they both agree over Manasseh's opinion. Just one was talking about time, so he said, one was talking about mode, and therefore he's in the hole. If you ask them who they subscribe to, Rabban or Rav Nosson, answered Rav Nosson. That's who they subscribe to. We all the Rav Nosson. The reason why I told you that is because I was happened to be talking about Shirin Tam. The reason why he said Nezek Sholim, he happened to be talking about Shirin Wood. So that's my Ikudom. Every time you have an Ikudom in the Gemara, there is a reason for it. And this is a possible.
Why is that? Wipes out the machlok. There's no machlok.
No, also in the first session, there's no machlok.
I know, but if you want to go back up to one word of Nasim, of course, you go
to Nasim. Right.
In the Ikid Omri, the first case of a wife to be sent to the Lord is not a person to the Torah.
Right. It comes to Ibai's aim. What I said just there is true. You're right. It comes to the first session. Abai holds like Bonon and Ravina holds like Rav Nosson. I don't know who we pass now, but Abai versus Ravina. In the second, Ibai's Ema of the Ikad Omri, everyone holds of Rav Nosson.
Yeah.
Ibai's Ema holds of Rav Nosson.
Yeah, the only machlok is what is the facts that which you just have
the second part of the second
month. Second part, yeah. Safer the safer is cool.
Have a good shot, you can look at.
Huh? Says the.
As the chair.
Says Tosis, second days on the page, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Harki Rabbanu, Harki Rav Nosson. On Kamash Melon. This is teaching us. The Afilu Mishnei Shvoyim, even with two Shvoyim, Yehadin, Kamori B'Shoy V'Goy. Even with two Shvoyim, the din will be like a Shoy and a Boy. That means what? Okay, I'm going to argue with Nosson that we know that Rav Nosson said he's din by a shor and a bor, but also by two shvarim, Rav Nosson said he's din. Ava gam de v'shoy u bor, Rav Nosson. Shayim tvei le meiva, ki lekin shtomi v'shoy v'shtami bor, Ava gam, even though, de v'shoy u bor, regarding a shor and a bor, Rav Nosson, according to Rav Nosson, shayim tvei. The idea of Rav Nosson is more relevant. Shayat Tveilim, it's more relevant there to say, Ki leke lishtolomi mishoy. If the shoy can't pay, mishtanimi boy, the boy would have to pay mitan. Why? The omar. Ano, turhoi, bibirchash, kichisei. I found my ox in your pit, and therefore at katalt it. If you killed it, remember that? So much of a good one that if. And with regard to Shvorim, you can't say that. There's no reason why one Shoy damaged more than the other. And therefore, why should one Shoy pick up the pieces of the other Shoy? Nevertheless, we still say that one shari does have to pick up the pieces of the other shari. There's a chiddush in Rimnost. On the base, when we give on the base, a chiddush in Rimnost. Although there's no reason to assume one side is more liable than the other one, nevertheless, one side has to bear the pieces, pay them out of the other person's damages. Who said they don't say it? Hakim Ashalom, what's the chiddush? Dafka v'shoy v'boy omrin al hapi. Maybe dafka with the shoy and boy, that's where they said techilek esh talumi miboy loy mishtani mishoy. With the shoy and the boy, do you remember according to Tesis, the shoy pushes an animal into a boy. The boy is potter, but does the shoy pay?
Yeah,
sure
has to
pay, but not
just
take all different stuff. Kuntra
Bonan. Kuntra Tesis. Kuntra Tesis? No, he pays his share, he doesn't pay the other one's share.
He only pays 50%. He doesn't pay the other person's share. So that was by when one was a show and the boy.
That's
where he didn't have to pay the other person's part. So I know. Rabbanon must not delete him. It's after the show with him in a hockey. That's why we say the chilek l'shtalam imiboy le'mishtal mishoy. Why? You know why? Maybe on the aleph they said it. Ha'ayin mishom the boy oise ikka ha'maisa ve'iyu kotel behevel. The boy did the main cause of death and they killed it with its hevel. L'chein lo yinatil chiyuvo el ha'shoy. Therefore, we're not going to place the onus of payment on the show. Even though the Baal is not going to pay anything. Abel b'shoy b'shoy. Shein b'zeika has a gaze me b'zeh. But shoy and two shvayim doing together, where you can't see one of them is more doing than the other one. How about me now? I might have thought. Even Rabbanon, would say, maybe in this case, you would say, you know, if you learn the two stories, they look so much the same. They're not the same. There's a chiddush here on Gimel Amud Beis, both in Rabbanon and in Rabbanon. Rabbanon maybe is more boiling for us, the chiddush. That means on Amud Aleph, we said the Baal HaBoy has to pay three quarters. Right? Why or even we saw in the Mishnah, by the way, it's been the whole thing. Why shouldn't he do it? What happened to his partner? No, because you are the bow, you're the animals found in your bow, you have to pay the full amount. That's because I found in the bow. How do I know? And you have two partners doing something together, where each of them are mamish equal, both of them are getting together. How do I know in that case, also, Rosson would say, how do we know that Rosson would say, also in this case, that the show would have to pay the other partner's half? We don't have any right from Amar Dalif. It wasn't sitting in the boy. That's the Chiddush of Abaye in the first Rosson, or the Chiddush of Ravin in the second Rosson. That's the Chiddush. No, Rosson says it's then, also in this case, where you have two shvarim and neither of them are more than the other, you still have to make up for the other side. So that's a chiddush. Now, what about the other way?
Are we giving logic for that at all?
Because you did 100% of the damage. We're giving some antitase, right? Each one's viewed as if you did 100% of the
damage. Even with two shvarim.
Every partnership.
But they didn't do 100%.
Right.
So how is that being made into 100%?
McDonald's asking, how is it? Physically, they did only 50%. Then we spoke out, when we say each one did 100%, they didn't do 100%. But each one did 100% means each one was 100% per share. You're 100% per share for what your animal. And therefore, whatever happened due to your animal, you'd have to pay. So here, there was your animal with someone else, but it was with your animal. So since you're 100% Bishay, you have 100% liability of what happened. And the other one, the other story is, no, my animal only did 50% of his partnership, so you only have to pay tribute. But Al Gemara here, like just going to say, is holding that each one did 100% of the damage. It means each one was liable for 100% because each one was a share 100%, and therefore he has to pick up the pieces. But the chiddush is that even though if you look at what happened, there's no reason to say I did more than the other one. In Kozen, since you're 100% per share, you have to pay. That's Rabbanim. Now we're moving to Rabbanim. We have a complete opposite, completely opposite direction. And it's also turning on how you learn from it now. So it's the same about, I'll say what Tosa says, and then we'll dissect it because it's not so important. But Tosa said, if you look at that Gemara, we're saying that Rabbanim said that you only pay your part on the base. You only pay your part. But we knew that already. Didn't we know that already in Amud Aleph? We know Rabbanim and Rav. Says the Gemara, no. Says they said, no, we wouldn't have known. On Amud Aleph, in the end of the day, the animal died because of the pit. It was shoved in because of this animal. It was hit. And had the pit not been there, this animal might have gone and killed it anyway. But in the end of the day, as Yossi so graphically described it last time, it was still alive as it was falling and it died due to the pit. So the pit is the thing that killed it. Says Rabbanim, so there's no way the Baal HaShoi has to make up for what the pit did. If the pit can pay, good luck. If you can't pay, why talk to me? I didn't do anything. It was the pit that killed it. Of course, I was part of it. I'll pay for my part. But there's no way I'm going to pay for the other guy's half. He's the main protagonist, whatever it's called. Perpetrator, thank you so much. Good morning, Junior. He's the main perpetrator. So the main there's no way I have to pay. Mashin Ikim, what happened when you have equal? Two Shvar equal. You can't say one's more main than the other. They're both equal. Maybe the Rabbanim would say in that case you do have to pay the other person's part. That's one thing. No, they don't. So Jesus was telling us that. In the case of Ahmed Aleph, and given Ahmed Aleph with the boy and the Shoy, the boy was the main one. And that's why the Baal HaShoy doesn't need to pay up according to Rabban. That's the exact opposite of Rashi holds. Rashi holds, remember Ahmed Aleph? Why does the Baal HaShoy have to pay the whole thing? Because he is the whole thing. You go, ask me, God, he is everything, and the Baal HaShoy is nothing. So the Baal HaShoy has to pay everything. But this is all Tosis. Tosis holds in the case of Rabbanim, the Baal HaShoy pays. Boy and HaShoy, how much the Baal HaShoy pay? Only 50%. Why? Why not the other 50%? Because that belongs to the boy. And the Baal HaShoy is part of it to some person.
Right.
So in Tosis, we've got right to say that maybe the Baal HaShoy would bet is something bigger. He's not. We don't go according to who's the instigator. In the end of the day, ultimately, what killed the animal, that was the boy. And therefore, the boy really should be everything, just happened to be a possum. So the Baal HaShoy is to pay his part, but not more. In a case where they're both equal, maybe the Baal HaShoy would make up the other person down, healed, and Hashem on. Nope. Even in that case, the Baal HaShoy say, you pay your part, and the other one doesn't pay. Okay, where are we holding in Texas?
The re here.
Veneer the re, very good. Veneer the re says, Texas, I buy a ravine, three-day, I could have zig of it, I could have zig of it. Must be that they must hold that each one is 100% per share. This is really palgan is gobbled. If we're going to look at it as if each one is 50%, Loma Yoyme Nosen. What's the svar in Reb Nosson to say? If he lekedish talumi mahai mishtani mahai mechatesa, he should have to pay more than what he did. Mechatesa, can he do 50%?
Already answered that last time. He previously answered.
Where's previously? So, well, what did we say then?
He has to pick up the slack.
Why? Why?
Because it's
done before. Because it's found in the dark. It looks more as if he killed it. You don't have that svara here. That's because there was a svara that I found in your pit. We don't have that here.
Materials, whatever. No, I'm saying he's saying only because of this specific case. He's saying in general, this is how you cost it.
If you see in this case, they hold that you pay 100%. That means they must hold each person is 100% liable. Must be. Not particularly this case, they hold that. If you see in this case, they hold that, must be always there.
Uh-huh.
So, really,
that's the first thing.
Huh?
Prabhupada's first day, when he went first 100%, he went 50%.
You're going to think about it. We all each one did 100%. Must be. In this Gemara, the Mahatma. But otherwise, why should Rav Nosson say it more than what you did? The Lois Shaykh, well, Lois Shaykh, Taima Dano Turo. He is not relevant, Mitzvara, of I found my shirt in your pit. Because he didn't find it. But okay, so we made a. Says this is like I'm a half Rav Nosson. Paul command of a pumpkin is garbage. Paul command of a kulin is garbage. Why did the Gemara not suggest an alternative mahalach? We have now a third possibility what we could say. You know, both Abai and Rav Nosson hold, and Ravina hold like Rav Nosson. And I mean, why did Abai say half and Ravina say fully? You know why? Because Abai holds each one of these 50%. So if you only do 50%, you can maximum have to pay 50%. Even come to a master, because I can't charge more than what you did. And a bit of, you did 100%. So you could have a third possibility and explain what my flakers is. No, Mishum, near like the Gemara, Tam Rishon Shama Rava Ikka. The Ikka is that the Ha, Kula, Nizka, Ovid, or the Hachi, Moki, Kula, Kavasa. That says the Gemara, when the Gemara works through, there weren't two Mahalkim in the Gemara without it. There was one side to say each one did kula, each one to pishah, and therefore it's considered reliable 100%. And there was a Mahalak to say 50%. There was a Mahalak in the Gemara, but the Gemara did not accept it. And then for when we come to this Gemara, we have a Bayan Ravina, we're not going to start saying, you know, maybe a new Mahalak. Maybe they hold that the Mahalik is whether we view it as if one was 100% liable, or we view it as each one 50% liable. No, that was not accepted. We go with the Ikam Halach, and Nachman Gimel also has a lie that the Ikam Halach is that each one is liable 100%.
I don't understand what the third Mahalach would have been in the corresponding to Tosfos. What's the logic?
Abaya says half. Ravina says kulo. What's the Machlokes? I'll tell you. Abaya holds a Rav Nosson. But even Rav Nosson can't say you're chayav more than what you did. It's not a bird. Right. So Mela, your animal, I hold, Abaya holds each animal only chayav for 50.
Right. Okay.
Each one's only 50. So Abaya holds, the animal did 50, you have to pay 50. What about paying the other person's half? No. There's no reason why I should pay more than what I did. I only did 50%, so why should I pay more? Why do I have in a city pay kuloi? Because he holds, first of all, each party is 100% liable.
Oh, okay.
And one party can't pay. So the other party has to make up. So you could have said that. We could have had the third knowledge to the conflicts of a dime, says Thesis. It was a suggestion in the that wasn't accepted by Locke. Each person I love is considered as if he did 100% of the damage, and therefore we're not going to say that. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, so now
Tosfos is only on the
Ikedami. This place is. I'm not sure. So let's make a
question. Saying that 100%, that's only a sheet that comes down to the Ikedami.
Let's make a question. David wants to know, David, this Chiddush which Tosfos came out saying that it must be that each one did everything is only going at the Ikedami. No, you don't see it in the first Lashon. I'm not sure if that's true, but let's make a Cheshman. In the first Lashon, the Gemara said they were talking about Tam. Right? And what did Rav Nosson say? The Nosson said, what did Ravina and what did the Rabbi say? He has to pay half Nezik. Why? Because he holds up Rav Nosson. He holds up Rav Nosson. So he has to pay half Nezik. Now, one second. If each animal only did half, so then a Shoytan should only pay 25%. The din is a Shoytan only pays half of what he did. So if he only did half, so Shoytan should only pay 25%. How could he pay more? How could he have to pay the other part of the other guy, the Shepherd of Mekdoshim?
it must be started.
So I think even from the first lashon, you see, they each one did everything. Ashoritam did everything, but he's only high half. So if he has a partner, he'll pay, he'll go down to 25%. If he doesn't have a partner, he'll pay, he'll go down, he'll pay the full 50%.
Can you explain the Vina then?
Yeah, Vina is that you only pay a quarter. Why? Because he holds like Rabbonon. If he holds like Rabbonon, so Ashoritam, he really did everything. But he had a partner, which makes it down to 50. And then he was a Ashoritam, which makes it down to 25. So he pays the 25. Yeah. So Rav Dovid Pani had something important in the whole sugya of the Gemara. When Tosfos says this thing, it's mukach that Ravina and Abai hold that each one did kuloi. I think it's not dafka from the ikdam, from the both the shenis. Even according to the first lashon, there's no tzad in the world that the baal hashoy should pay 50%. The shoytam should pay 50% of the damages. If you only did 50%, because the halacha is, if you only do 50%, then you only pay 50% of that. So why should he pay the entire 50%? Right, Yom Shmuel?
I'm confused about this. It's like, it wasn't a special one. If Tom pays 50, no more than 50, or you say Tom pays half of
he certainly the pays no more than 50. That certainly is God.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, so I think what Rav Dovid is saying is right. So even on the first lashon, even on the first lashon, we see this cloud that each person is as if they did 100%, and therefore we've got room to maneuver. Some say 25, some say 50%. But if each one only did 50%, it would certainly only be 25%. Very good. Okay. Kamavan Chazar is the key, but we also have to move a little bit further. So from Amar Rava until there's two halves in this, but we'll do the whole thing. Till the two dots. Till the two dots. Till not for the surgery. From Amar Rava we're up to until not for the surgery. And then there will be tasters. We have to shave off and shadok for the boy.
So where? Sorry.
Tell the two dots.
I've only got two dots on my
page. You do. You have two sets of two dots.
It's six lines on the bottom.
Right.
Six on the bottom.
Right.
Okay. What's the first one?
First one is John.
Okay. First, I want to get a mark there. It's getting a bit more complicated. We're not talking about a shoy and a boy. We're not talking about a shoy and a shoy. We're talking about a shoy and an odom. Actively together pushing somebody into a boy. So that's three people to talk to. But the shoy, the odom, and the boy. Who has to pay, what you have to pay for. And then we've basically finished now the sugya of Moshe and Rabbanon. That won't be coming up. It's now a new sugya. So Moshe and Rabbanon, you've got it under your belt, or definitely after Chazal today, hopefully you'll be better. And then we're moving on to new territory.
First,
thesis, and
Sure.
No.
Oh,
yeah, maybe we'll come back to the first thesis after we've got to the two dots of volumes. Okay, definitely the first thesis, and I'll decide about the next thesis after that.
I don't know if I'm jumping ahead, but by Adam, is there any such thing as Tom and Boyd?
No, Adam is always a mod. And a boy was also always a mod. Only a show that used to go on time. Okay, we apologize about technical details. Technicality is what it's called.